If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yeah, MAGA again on. More Bitter Truth Podcast. How y'all doing, everybody? Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah, but I still do my podcast, man, because, you know, this is going to be one of them spots that I'm going to be at. You know what I mean? Because Anchor is Spotify and, you know, we get the word across. And like I tell people, man, it's like 26 countries got access to MAG Podcast right now, and I'm going to continue to do it. Yes, because we've been censored anytime we try to get the word out. Yes, and we go do this right here. And what I'm going to do, basically, I'm going to basically set up a studio, and I'm going to do the live visual of the podcast. Then I'm going to just upload it on BitChute. You know what I mean? That's what I'm going to do from now on. Or even on Instagram in a lot of cases. But yeah, we go change it up on them people. Because like I say, man, in these deep times that we're in right now, everybody got to have their head on. You understand? Got plan B, C, and everything ready for backup. Yes, can we go get to a point where you don't need them? You're going to need to go out the box. You're going to need to be, you know, thinking different in these times. And while I'm talking like that, I'm going to just mention the vaccine where everybody getting poked up right now. And it's sad, people. Sometimes when you look at it, it's really sad because, you know, I know a lot of people that I talk to, and you know me, I'm spreading the word. I'm trying to get everything across to the people, like, just have some understanding, some wisdom, some knowledge. Try to figure out what they're doing before you jump and take a vaccine. And what I'm saying, a lot of people agree with me for the most part. And what fucked me up is that the people actually take the vaccine anyways. Now, ever since this pandemic out, I talked to a whole lot of people that they have some people that travel, been around, and some senior people, you know, grown folks, older folks than me, you know, all kind of people. I basically conversate with them, trying to see where they're head at and how they feel about the pandemic and everything. And, you know, I was real happy at that time because they show that, you know, they go a lot of places, they ask questions, and they come to the conclusion that the virus is a hoax, meaning that they don't believe in it. And then, now, to my surprise, I go back check with the same people. I'm not lying. I go check with the same people that agree with me that the virus was a government scare tactics, and they go and take the vaccine anyway. What's that about, people? Is that strange? Because what you have to understand, we can't convince the people not to take the vaccine with all those programming out there, with all those mainstream social media, everything around just keep telling them something else. Their family member in their ears tell them something else. You feel what I'm saying? Close friends. Do you understand what I mean? There's a lot of influence out there that can get to the people, apart from what I'm saying right here, or any other truth that's trying to tell the people to stay away from this vaccine, because we know what it is. All your life you've been here, they're talking about the mark of the beast, mark of the beast, oh da 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 da. All kind of people talk about it. And if you go back and check those same people, they probably already take the vaccine. So I want to know what made the people sleep enough to don't understand what they're giving us right here. Now, I'm going to take you way back. We're going to go way back from in the 1800s. Now, in the 1800s, they was poking people with vaccine from even then times. Now, a lot of people are going to talk up for the vaccine and say, yeah, the vaccine never killed nobody before. The vaccine wasn't the mark of the beast before. What you have to understand, most of those cases where they say they're giving you a vaccine is for something that they created. And for the most part, most of those virus and disease was hoaxes. They're not real. Smallpox. You ever see somebody with smallpox? Oh, they're going to tell you it's people in the army got it. No? No. I told you already, the people in the army is this guinea pig. They can't tell me shit. So what I'm trying to tell you, most of them shit, even rabies. I don't know if you can understand where I'm coming from. Even rabies, the mad cow disease, all of them shit was fake. They was 100% fake. Now, we're going to go closer to modern times. Like the Zika virus, they give you the Ebola, they give you the so-called, what they call it, the bird flu. All of these SARS, all of these shit that they give you, they're not real, people. They're not real by a long shot. The reason why they give you is to prop you up for today. These times right here with your coronavirus pandemic. Now, they're trying to tell you and program your subconscious mind what is a virus and how a virus spread. So once you believe that, bam, they have you. They got me before, people. That's what you need to understand. A lot of people don't get it. They feel like the mag born awake. No, I was just like you in the same position. Blind as a bat, I would never accept shit. But at some point, if you stay asleep, that gonna lead you to your death. Because nobody can sleep forever. If you keep sleeping, that means you're dead. So I'm trying to show you, people, with the teaching that they give you, with all those fake virus doctors and scientists and everybody coming out and say, oh, this bird flu, this SARS, all of this shit, and they tell you, oh, it spread. That means they tell you if some one person have a virus, tuberculosis, all of this shit, in a plane, everybody that breathe the air in the plane most likely to have the virus. That's how they sell it to you in TV shows, in movies. That's how they sell it to you. You ever see the movie called Contagion? They basically sell the masses that shit so they can believe in their subconscious mind that's how virus spread. So when they come with this coronavirus, it's easy for them to make a pandemic. You understand? Tell you, you have to stay away from each other. You can't sneeze. If you sneeze, you got them. Actually, you have to take a COVID test. Any kids that sneeze in class got to take a COVID test to prove that they don't have the virus before they can come back to school. Or they have to quarantine for 14 days. So I'm saying, with all that scenario that they give you to keep you in a pandemic, saying, you know, you can't go near people, you can't go in big event, and I warn the masses about everything. I don't know how the people don't pay attention to what I say. It's crazy. I try to tell you. First, I'm going to show you something. The reason why the Kobe Bryant dead before the pandemic, remember, it's the same time. They kind of like give you a little, you know, a little whisper about the so-called coronavirus in Wuhan, China. And then American was sitting there like, nah, you know, we don't worry about that. This always is something in China. But what did I tell you at that time? I tell you that it's going to be also here, right? And there you go. But what I'm trying to show you is, with everything that they're doing, they put everything together, right, for you to believe that there's a pandemic. So I'm saying, with everything that they give you before, lead you up to believe that everything that they tell you now is possible. The virus is airborne, and you can wear this thin piece of cloth on your face. I don't understand, people. This thin piece of cloth you can just have on your face, and it can stop you from getting a virus. I don't understand. How can you buy that? You think if somebody have bad breath, you probably can smell it through the damn mask. I'm not playing. So how the hell if mask gonna keep out a virus? And I told you from back in the days, I remember I never ever seen somebody that getting up to operate on or the doctor working on them or doing something on them, and they're the one who have on the mask. No, it's always the doctor got on the mask. Face shield, mask, anything, it's always a doctor gear up, not the person who they're really working on. Not, it don't matter what kind of disease they got. You understand? So I'm going back to where these people start talking about they're gonna come up with the vaccine. After they give you the pandemic, they show you that yes, it's over there, it's still over there in China, and all of a sudden it get to America and America break out more than China ever was. And even though China got over 5 times the amount of people that America have, So all these shits that everything put together that tell me that this is a hoax, people. This is a 100% hoax. Now, we talk about the mark of the beast. We talk about fear tactics. And the same people don't see it that talk about it. So what was the fear tactics about? Somebody tell me. What was the fear tactics about? You come and you say, yes, it's fear. You don't say nothing else. You say it's fear. Oh, they set up this fear for us. So if you believe that they set up a fear, why would you take a vaccine? I don't understand that part of it. If you know that they set it up for scare tactics, why would you take a vaccine? You believe they scare you so they can save you? No, it's called order chaos. That means they scare you so they can bring in their order, which is going to be worse than the chaos, because the chaos is a hoax. The chaos is all set up. What going to happen next to the masses after you consume that thing they call vaccine that they come up with in record time? What make the people brainwash enough to take it? They say yes. Listen, we've been taking vaccine ever since we was born. That's their explanation, people. Their explanation is, I can take it. I've been taking one before. I seen this lady talking and she said, oh, I've been taking, and she have a big old mark right here on the hand where the vaccine leave the mark like somebody's terror. I'm like, are you kidding me? So you want to tell me something good they put in you and it leave that reaction? And the other day I was saying something, and everything I say, people feel like it's out of reach. When I look at that mark on your hand, right, from the first vaccine or the older vaccine that you got, I'm seeing that big mark and I'm thinking that, don't be surprised if this vaccine that they give you and could have carved out to something coding on your hand. Don't tell me it's impossible. It do leave a big old mark right there where they inject you. So you could see a six world pop up right there. Now, I don't know if this is true, right? I don't know if this is true, but I've seen a few little clips on it and I never really pay attention to it, so-called, because I wasn't really, you know, in a state to really fuck with the video like that. But they're saying that the people who take the Pfizer vaccine have some kind of magnetism to them, where you can stick something on the metal and it's stuck to the air where the vaccine go. Now, I don't know about truth that is. That's something we am going to have to look into. But I'm saying, people, if you take a shot and it show on your arm outside like a scar, is that something good they're putting you? Now, the dose of poison that they give you, the dose of chemical, that dose of chemical is going to kill your cells. Now, with the nanorobots in them, it's going to basically do what they want to do to your body, release medicine at any time. So these so-called robots, it sound weird? If it sound weird, let me know. These little robots, they contain vials of medicine. They got these little medicine in them. Remember, this is the reason why they so-called created. Listen to me. The reason why they create these so-called nanobots in vaccines and so-called liquid form to pour in your body is because they so-called gonna have medicine to release. So they say, for instance, you have cancer. They're gonna give you that shot. Same way to the fucking syringe. You're gonna find the cancer, surround it, and release medicine. Now, what you have to understand with them, just tell you that, show you, that's the mark of the beast. Now, why it is? That's a control substance. Once you have it in your body, it basically control you. So the medicine, remember, you take medicine every day to control a lot of shit that's happening to you, right? The medicine is to do shit to you and side effect comes and all of this shit. So what gonna happen if you got some medicine in those nanobots that can release even cyanide in your body? I told you. They have the power to change your mood and everything with that vaccine. Now I'm saying, people, what if? I'm just saying what if, because that's what they're gonna use. They're gonna use the nanorobots. It's called nanocrystals. Yes, micro needling with a dye. Once that get to your body, it's gonna be alive robot, live mini robots roaming around in your body, sending back data to the people watching you. Now, if that's not the mark of the beast, don't tell me what is. What is? Because guess what? You can't buy or sell without it later on. Now, today you can't fly without it, basically. Can't fly international without it. Yeah, you can fly domestic, and they might tell you, say, you have to take a test. But not every time you go get the test as a pass, because what I'm trying to tell you is the test gonna be gone. As soon as they vaccinate more than 50% of the people, watch the test gone. The test gonna be taken away off the scene, and it's only vaccinated people can move around. Now, I was talking, I kind of get slip up a little bit. I was talking about the reason why the Kobe Bryant died right before the pandemic so-called hit in America. Now, what they did was, it's kind of like to put an eye on the NBA. Remember who you're dealing with, I never miss. You see the NBA is basically one of the main sports system right now that pushing the vaccine. They was pushing the virus. I watched and I pay attention. Check this out. So they made Kobe Bryant die. Now all eyes is on the NBA. You got what I'm saying, people? All eyes is on the NBA. Oh, we love Kobe. People crying in the street. This big commotion. What do you think? All eyes on the NBA. The NBA was actually showing you signs that the Kobe Bryant gonna die. They show you signs the day before he died. They even show you. But we're not gonna get into that. But what I'm saying is, all eyes on the NBA. Saya pop off with the so-called virus. And all of a sudden, NBA leading the way. They was the first one to say, hold on, we're going to stop all games because of the virus. And then everybody in there start breaking out. You remember? Even a guy that was playing around, Rudy Gobert, so-called playing around, showing them, oh, no, they know damn virus and touching everything. The next day, they say he got it. And a lot of people that was around him got it. So they kick it off for the masses to kind of buy it and believe in it. Then there was the first one to come back and say, yeah, we're gonna open back and let game play again. All of a sudden, the rest of the so-called sports start and follow suit. Then NBA come and start pushing the vaccine. You see that? They never lay without a tunnel, people. They come and pushing the vaccine. Julius, Dr. Irvin, so-called, taking it. All of these people coming out, say, oh, we take it. All the old school, Bill Russell, all of them, showing you that they take it. Jerry West, all of them. What that tell you, people? So they always do that. So they let the Kobe Bryant die. All eyes on the NBA, and the NBA lead you all the way to the New World Order right there. Now gonna give you the mark of the beast. Now, this is what a lot of people can't understand. They come to my channel and they be like, oh man, don't believe in the Bible, this and that, but you take out the mark of the beast, buddy. What you have to understand, I never tell you about I don't believe in the Bible. What I tell you? I say it's full with script. You know what a script? Script, fantasy, and storyline. Now, this is why they tell you need to have wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Because if you don't have that, you're not going to lead up to have discernment. Now, a lot of the Bible is scripted. You see Revelation? Revelation is a script. The people don't get it. The Revelation itself is a script. You get Noah, you get Moses, and all of this stuff. These are all fake fantasy. These are all storylines. You get Adam and Eve and all them, all metaphor. Adam and Eve with the apple, just metaphor. The whole thing is a metaphor. Tell you that the serpent come, convince Eve, and then Eve can go ahead and convince Adam. You get what I'm saying? And in a lot of cases with this vaccine, it's the same thing you're going to see. Now how you're going to see that? Okay, I just tell you, a lot of people don't believe in the virus. And then all of a sudden they take the vaccine and you ask yourself, like, what drastically happened to that person? Let him have that change of mind. Now it could be the person that mingle with the serpent come feed him the fruit. Do you understand what I mean? It's simple as that. So I'm saying the Bible filled with metaphor, made up fake fantasy story, and it's also scriptures. You see the revelation? It's scripted. Now I'm going to tell you where you can't believe in it. Now the part that they tell you that it's going to be 666 printed in your forehead, that's not real. Now, if they tell you the exact shit that's going to happen, you're going to be aware. Now they can tell you scramble and only few people understand. Do you understand what I mean? Majority gonna take it for what it don't mean. Only a few gonna see it for what it is. Do you understand? Now, if you ask majority about that apple in the Bible, most of them believe that it is actually an apple. You understand what I mean, people? Majority, 3/4 of this whole wide world that pay attention to that gonna tell you, yes, it's actually an apple. Now, somebody that thinking a little bit deeper gonna say, well, it's not an apple, it's actually just a fruit. But you're not really thinking deeper because it got nothing to do with no apple or no fruit. Do you understand what I'm saying, people? It show you that the devil can easily get through to you and you can get through to somebody else. So the devil can get to you easy by getting through to somebody else beside you or close to you. That's what I'm saying. So when you look at it, everything is by design. There ain't never coincidence in this world. Everything is by design. So don't look for the 3 6s to come in your head, in your forehead. It's not going to be a tattoo in your forehead. It's going to be in a chip. You know what we're in? We're in 2021. You know how long ago they sell you that the mark of the beast is coming? A lot of people say, oh, it didn't happen and it ain't never going to happen. But what I'm saying is don't look for it to happen the way they say it happened. Do you understand? It's not going to be no marking in your forehead. You're going to get a modern day control substance. That's the vaccine that they're pumping in everybody. And I told you people, the mark of the beast, you can't do no business without it. You can't buy or sell, meaning you're going to be cut off from society. I told you that already. And people still saying, man, what, you know, what going to happen to us that we don't take the vaccine? Yes, we're going to be cut off from society. Simple as that. Do you have something to lose? Do you? Because if you do, well, you might need to just cop in. Because most of the people, like I don't tell you, they tell you, oh, my job this and my job that. Oh, I got to travel. That's the most part, the most excuse I hear. People say, well, I got to travel. Got to travel? Okay. So you need to travel around this world and you need a vaccine. Wow. And you tell me that's not the new world order fucking 666 mark of the beast? No, people, that's something suspicious right there. Why would you? I'm telling you, people. Now, you can look at, you can take this any way you want, but if they tell you that the mask mandate is over in a lot of states, right? And everybody can mingle again and the virus is not breaking out. What happened 10 months ago, man? What happened 10 months ago? Why did we have to mask up 10 months ago? That's bullshit. So now when the government says, cool, that means you're not going to catch a virus. They closed down the gym completely one point, and now people can work out in there without mask. Come on, man. What the fuck is this? After the virus done climb sky high, now you can take off the mask? I told you, man, the virus don't exist, people. It's just word of mouth. I know if your brain is light, you carry a bird brain, you're never going to understand that they pull this off. You're going to say, no, they can't do that. How can they pull off a hoax? How can they control those hospitals? Because you're dumb. You don't understand what capability they got. They run the whole wide world. They control the media. Once I say they control the media, you're supposed to already know they do. That's why the media sing the same song, B. They all give you the social distance quarantine bullshit. They sing the same song all over the world and every major mainstream media. They sing the same song. What that tell you? It's a set up organized shit to fool the people. Scare tactics, yes it is. So why they was scaring you? For you to take the poison they call vaccine. That's what they got for the mark of the beast. Can you understand that? That's exactly what they're doing. It's no if or no but, it's what they're doing. So when you're going to make an excuse, say, oh, I got vaccine in my body already, they never kill me, that's why I'm alive today, you dumb as a box of rocks. Nothing wasn't going to happen to you to begin with. They pump you up with a fucking smallpox vaccine, you was going to catch smallpox. They hit you with this tuberculosis, you was going to catch it. The pole of my light is bullshit, you was going to catch it. You better wake your ass up, it's just fakery. Scare tactics for the masses, and I already told you that's the reason why a lot of people dying early, got tumors and cancer, and you tell me that you're still alive but you're suffering. What is that shit going on your back? What is that shit? Always be coming up something, always something. Why you have blood clot, why you have heart attack, why you have stroke, why you have tumor? Is the same dose of chemical they give you, they call vaccine. Now this one in 2021 that they have, I told you already, it's the mark of the beast. If you want to believe it, that's cool. If not, that's you. Wisdom, understanding and knowledge is the only thing gonna save you in this devil earth. The God not gonna come save you. I'm tired to tell the people they're gonna sit there and die, they're gonna take the vaccine and say God gonna save me. Wow, what a dumb shit. You're supposed to have wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. That's all. And then if you have that, then you wouldn't need a predicament like, oh, should I take... Nah, I never ask myself, should I take the vaccine or not? Nah, I don't have to ask myself shit. I'm already knowing I'm taking no vaccine. You know how long I've been doing videos? I got videos 4 years ago tell you don't take no vaccine. I post them back. You probably think it's new video, but those are old videos I made when I tell you don't take no vaccine. You never hear me mention one thing about a COVID. Vaccine period, don't take it. It's the destruction of mankind. It's what shorten your lifespan. And then they come on TV showing you off somebody 100 and something years old trying to mock you, knowing that you're not going to live to see 100. That's how they do it, people. I got a kind of family member that died in the 90s. Now they never make it to 100. Why? And don't worry about the news set of people now. They die real early. Yeah, because when I was a grown man, I understand that all these kids can catch cancer and die. I'm like, no, I thought it was something that lingers in your body. When we were a 6-year-old kid, 5-year-old kid get cancer from? When did he get to develop that? How long it takes for them to have this tumor don't grow up in them? Come on, people. I already told you, man. They're the one who put that shit in your body via chemical. And you sit there and take that clear chemical. The same. You can use clear chemical to do any damn thing. Like I don't tell you, you throw it in your toilet to clear it. In the pipe to clear the clog. Same clear chemical. Same clear liquid. You see how dangerous that shit is? They got acid that's clear, like water, that can burn the fucking flesh off your bone. I don't understand why you believe in that shit they call a vaccine. They come up with it in record time. I'm preaching because I want the people to understand that is the mark of the beast, whether you believe it or not. That's what they're gonna use to control mankind, keep dead of the masses. That means every move you make is now on record. Everything your body do is now on record. Don't tell them what happened to you. They know. Don't tell them what caused you to be up in the hospital. They already know. Nanobots that circulating in your blood, going to your bloodstream all the time of the day, checking your blood and everything. That's why you have blood clot taking the vaccine. That's what it do. It messing with your blood, trying to check your blood every time. Blood oxygen level, all of this shit. Messing with your blood system. Why is it doing that? Because it's a control substance. It's gonna actually take over your organs. Your organs, your kidneys, all of them things gonna be take over by these nanobots. So they're gonna release medicine in you to fuck up your damn kidney. That's why I tell you, anybody who take the vaccine now have an expiration date. That's what it means. It means that you're gonna expire soon. It's just that simple. It's for the depopulation. And like they tell you, it's already stopping fertilization. People stop basically having babies like they used to. It's the same vaccine. Now they tell you they vaccinate 45% of Americans. Wait till they get over 50 people. That's when you're going to see all the rules and regulations, including your vaccine passport. They're going to stop people from moving around because they don't have the COVID vaccine. Just believe it or not. And I tell you, we're back on right now. You know, we're on the sponsorship again and everything, but we already know, man, with this truth that I'm spitting, I don't think no sponsor going to stick around, no regular sponsor. And if you was hearing earlier on when I was about in the middle of this podcast, you could hear that humming sound in the background. Yeah, because they're doing the lawn and them things. And that's why I tell you, man, it's not easy to make podcasts. It's not easy. Because you basically have to have a studio where everything is in line. I don't even know if this one gonna come out good, because sometimes it might be too, you know, heavy on your ears with some words coming out more powerful than some, you know. So podcasts ain't easy, people, you know. And for me to be doing all of these stuff, and I try to get to an all kind of platform to let the people get the message across. But what you have to understand, I got people that pirate my podcast. Do you believe that? Sometimes I be shocked. Sometimes I don't understand. Sometimes my jaw drops sometimes when I see all the people that are trying to get on the mag. I don't understand. I'm lost. Because when you check it, people, just be real right here. Because I open an Instagram account, and as soon as I open an Instagram account, they open 5, 6, 7, 8 fake Instagram accounts. Can you believe that? You believe that somebody can fake my avatar, take my whole name? How did Instagram allow somebody to take my whole name, take my avatar, and get up damn near 1,000 people to follow it? He followed the same people that I followed, a couple people, and then gone ahead and have damn near 1,000 people following the fake channel. I don't understand. You go on YouTube, you have a million fake mag. They take my avatar, the channel called Mag True Channel. You understand what I mean? Like, why is they doing that? Now, even on BitChute that I'm at, I would have never understand that. I'm on BitChute, people take my video as soon as I put it up. They upload it right after me. As soon as I upload a video, they steal it and they put it on their channel and they monetize. Then think about it, people. There's no website that you know that don't have a Mag Bit of Truth on it. Whether it's just cents or whatever for playing a video, they're getting that. And I don't make 1 cent off of nothing. You know what I mean? And watch this. Now I say, you know, I'm going to go on ahead and make some clothing line. Put out some stuff out there so people can get it. You know what I mean? You don't have to buy if you don't want it. If you see it and you don't like it, yeah, you don't want to buy, you don't buy. You know, you're still getting the truth for free. But people still mad that the man can do a little business and try to make some money. And all of this stuff that I'm doing is just for free. I never understand that. You know what I mean? Other people can make money off me. I don't see nobody go there and say, hey, dude, you monetize your BitChute channel and now you taking mag shit. You making money. Nobody go over there and say nothing. The man making money off me because I'm not monetized on BitChute. Now, if I go ahead and monetize, you're going to hear a whole lot of haters come, oh, mag selling the truth. Oh, mag. Oh. Because I'm the only one in the world that don't need money, right? Come on, man. That's some bullshit. So anything else going on, they're loving it. And if I say, okay, I'm trying to put something together too. Because I'm always doing something on this web thing or the internet thing. I've been doing videos on BitChute. I've been doing Instagram. I've been holding down all of this shit. Even TikTok. You feel what I'm saying? The mag bit of truth is everywhere. Trying to get the truth across. And guess what? This is another way how to spread the truth, B. Put on a mag shirt. So what? If you don't wanna spend no money on the shirt, buy something cheap. Yeah, I've even sticker there for $1. You feel what I'm saying? So what if you support the mag? You hear every day. And I always have something for the people somewhere on some website. And at the same time, all of these people can just steal my shit and make money and nobody complain. I wouldn't be surprised if people are already selling mag shirt. You know, and if I sell it, then it's a problem. I don't understand, man, but that's how it is. The real people on this earth always go be victimized. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm not a big YouTuber. And when you look at it, I'm the only YouTuber. I can tell you that right now off the bat, people. I'm the only one that got multiple channels with over 20,000 subscribers on there and never ever make a dollar off YouTube, point blank, period. I can guarantee you that. Because they have people that thought out they have 100 subscribers and they already have a pen out. They already have a PayPal and everything begging money. The mag never do that. I'm on YouTube for 5 years and change straight before they ban me. I'm giving videos after videos, sometimes even 4 or 5 videos a day. Never get $1 off. And other people take my stuff, buy it up on some other website, they can make money, and they make money off me. If I do it, that's a problem. You see, that's how it is. So yeah, man, if you can support the mag, go on ahead and do it. Yeah, we're here. And yes, and the big mag family here as well. You know what I mean? And shout out to anybody that down with the mag and support me on this podcast. Like I don't tell you, it's not even easy to do podcasts. And I still do it. I'm going to get a little studio, set up a little studio where, you know, soundproof and all. And like I say, I'm going to make it visualized so I could, you know, make it more nice for people to take it in, you know, watch it and listen if they want, you know, choose. Now, in this way, you only can listen to it. So I'm going to upgrade that and get that ready. And then we can do that. But for now, we go just go on ahead and do some podcasts because, like I say, I got another sponsor from Anchor right now. I'm going to just go on ahead and do it. It's not too much. It's just a little change on it. But yeah, it's all good because the people get to know the mag on the Spotify and the Anchor. And they know, you know what I mean? A lot of people download the app just because of me. Yeah. And they told me to the curve like, okay, we don't need you to do no more ads because you're talking this stuff. But at the same time, they come back and knocking at the door again. So yeah. We go just keep doing it, man, because like I say, man, nobody care how you get it done. They just want it. I even seen people on YouTube say, Mag, just go ahead and download, put back all the videos that they take down, put it back on this channel. I'm sitting there like, you gotta be just for yourself, because if I put up one of them videos that they take down, the channel gone right away. The channel already got 2 strikes. If they get 1 more, it's gone. And tomorrow morning you wake up and say, oh, they unsubscribe me from Mag. No, they take down the damn channel. Yeah, so YouTube is a waste of time. And don't send me no video from there. There's no truth no more. No truth on there. Yeah, you best believe it. If truth on there, they take it down. And why are you still stuck on YouTube if you can't say shit about the vaccine or the virus? Shit that's impacting our life. It's got so much impact on our life and we can't talk about it. We can't talk about it openly like, come on, man. This is not right what you're doing to the people. We have to shut the fuck up. No. I'm not going to shut up, so they're going to destroy me on YouTube and ban me. You understand? And that's how it is. And I'm going to talk the same way. They can even ban me on Spotify. Who knows what they're going to do next? But I told you, we never stop. And we got a lot of things to do also, man, because I'm going to do the bad. I'm going to do the almost kind of like in the next episode that's coming up, I'm going to do this fitness thing still. You know what I mean? No, I promised the people that the next episode was going to be like that. But yeah, I'm going to set it up where we can do the visualize first before I get into that. So don't worry, it's still, you know, it's still in the works. And when I get the visualize part to it, then we can do that. You feel what I'm saying? Because me just telling you how to stretch and telling you how to do certain things is not going to really, you know, resonate with everybody. And everybody not going to get it, but with the visualize, at least they can see it in the video. You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's what I got planned. So don't worry, man, for all you people waiting on that. Yes, it's still coming. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean? Yeah, and a lot more stuff we got to get in also, man. And that's the thing with the podcast. Because we just get in it and chop it up and talk about anything. Yeah, time could just blow off. But, you know what? Any subject that you want to talk about or you want me to talk about, you can just go on there and leave a message and, you know, we can just get into it. That's just how it is, man. Because when I create this, I create it so we can be more closer with the people and, you know, more in touch. You know, you got a live message on there where you can just leave a voicemail and, you know, say what's up, what on your mind or whatever. You know, you can just shout me out or whatever. You know what I mean? And like I say, with the pandemic going on and I know 26 countries listen, you know, we can get, you know, tips and any little things from other people across all over the world. We can stay up to date and know what's going on. Yes, and that's why I love this podcast right here. get in tune with the people. So yeah, you can just help me out. Let me know what you want to get into, what you want me to get into, and I will just get look into it and see if I could bring you a podcast on it. That's just how it is. And yeah, because I ain't taking no requests on no bitch out. I don't even want to do no video there, if you want to be real. It's just the only way I could get my word across. But it's nothing but sodomites on there. They're the one who created. So yeah, this shit right here is more better than any one of those. Because like I said, once I get it in a video type, then, you know, we'll be right where we want. So don't worry, man. We're going to do live and everything just like this. You know, like live kind of show where we get deep and longer and we have visualized to it. We're going to be good. That's what I'm going to do it, and I'm going to set it up like that. If Anchor and Spotify ain't going to update them kind of things where you can, you know, basically have video to what you're saying and all of that. So don't worry, man. Man, go get to work. You already know there's too much going on for me to just leave the work. Don't get to the people or nothing. You know what I mean? Like the rest of the truthers who scared to talk about the virus because they go get banned. They're scared to talk their opinion. They're scared to come out. You know what I mean? We're not like that. We keep it beaten and you go get it. You understand? You can't move me. Yes, stand up on all 10 toes. I already tell you that. Mac Bam never moved. So shout out to the people just like that. Stand up to whatever they believe in and never buckle. Yes, of course. You free. You have freedom. No, you don't, but you have rights. Stand up for that shit. Mac Bam Truth. I'm gone.